Welcome to a special mini short edition.
Gotta love Texas music masterpiece.
Love Texas music. So I guess we do say that.
Yeah, we do. We figured it out.
No, I don't think we do. I think we just say, hey, y'all.
No, you say, hey, y'all.
Do I say welcome to Gotta Love Texas Music? Yeah. I don't know. So when you're when you say things so much, you don't pay attention to what you're saying because it's just like muscle memory, but your mouth.
Well, she has a little signal that she keeps her hand shut. And when I'm allowed to talk, she opens it up.
Do I open it? Oh, is that how we can do it from now on?
If you want to, we can do a little.
That's a great idea.
We can do like a hungry, hungry hippo thing where you hit the thing.
So when that way we don't talk over each other so much.
Who cares? We've been talking over each other for 31 years now.
But I'm Catherine.
I'm Honey.
And so this is a.
Or I'm the Honey.
Okay. Couple things. Transparency here. I say so. A lot.
And I say lots of stuff a lot.
And I say, so those are, see, I just said so again. Damn it. Those are the things that I'm going to try to cut out of my
vernacular
vocabulary.
You know,
and it's hard.
You know, I'm 58.
Yeah. I'm 51. Give or take.
And, you know, I've been talking the same way for a long time, but I my students notice that I say, do you know what I'm saying a lot? Mm-hmm. Because that gives me a second to get that reaffirmation that they're even listening.
Right.
You know, but one of my students told me, he goes, I just wait for you to say that. And then I just raise your hand and my hand and nod. You know, like, oh,
wow. But this episode is.
This was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a special episode. We're going to start doing a lot of these shorts, I think.
Cole Dagan just happened to be in the audience at Sweetwater Grill, and I asked him to come on stage and play during the break, and he did. And so that's what this is.
Yeah, and if you're a real big Pink Floyd fan, you're really going to like his voice.
He really did a
good job.
He is so talented, such a nice guy. We still need to get him on a full episode.
We will.
But why don't you guys give this one a listen?
Check, check, check. How about my buddy Avery Flores? How about it? My name is Cole Dagan. I'm going to do a couple for you during this break. Must be some kind of way out of here. Send the Joker to the thief. Too much confusion. I can't get no relief. A businessman come in, drink my wine. Plowman dig my earth. Now I live on the line. Nobody offered his word, yeah. Thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke, yeah. You and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. Let us not start talking falsely now. The hour is getting late. Thank you. morning came and went. And them barefoot servants too. And outside in the cold distance, kind of ground, there's two riders approaching now. And the wind began to howl.
Hey, Cole.
Hello, hello.
So I have never met you until 10 minutes before I roped you into coming on stage tonight.
That sounds a lot like me.
You're dang good, man.
Thank you
so much for coming and doing this for us. I'll buy you a beer, by the way, or
Ooh,
two.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
A lot of people know me. Some people don't.
That's okay. I don't. And the people on the podcast don't know who you are.
So I started doing music at like 16, right before 16. I'm 21 now.
All these young spring chickens.
I started at like six, it was right before my junior year, and I was always doing a little bit of something else, like school or football or something. I ended up going to college for football.
Oh, okay.
To play football, and I was on a scholarship, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't have fun doing this. I have fun playing music, and
nice.
I'm never giving it my all.
There you go.
So now I'm kind of doing that.
Very cool. I love it. So do you have originals?
Oh, yes, I do. I'll do one for you.
Do it? Yeah, do one for me. What is it?
This one right here is called Home to You. Another part of my story, after I quit the football team, I kind of stopped trying in school. And I got kicked out and told not to come back, very not nicely, by some very high ups in the school. They just somehow knew my name very well. And so I went to the oil field for a year, because that's smart. And I sat out there for a year, about a year and a half, and just wrote down all the shit that I was going through, kind of, with life. We've got an album coming out on 420 of next year. It's 15 songs, and it's called Leaving West Texas. So
this one's
called Coming Home to You. If I could get you on this telephone, I could tell you I'm finally coming home, baby. I can't get through to you like you always wanted me to. Now I'm coming on to you. It's late October, I'm missing you, mama. I ain't been sober since June. I wrote that back in 22. Cause I know you want me to come home. I'm tired of being all alone. You say that you hate me when I'm gone. I'm packed up and leaving, girl. I'm coming on to you. Take me in and clean me up, yeah. Getting me back from the grips of all these drugs I've been clinging to. Just another night, I'll be alright, babe. Back to the man that acts like he gives a damn every night in the spotlight. If we can make it through this fall, baby, I ain't ever worried. 'cause I always come home to you. The crazy little shit that I love that you do. You want me to come home, and I'm tired of being all alone. You say that you hate me when I'm gone. Don't hate me no more, I'm coming home. I know you're tired of loving me through that phone. I quit my job, I'm coming home. Got me a notebook full of all of my songs. Buddy by my side, we're gonna prove them all wrong. 'Cause I know you're tired of loving me through that phone.
Oh my gosh, dang. Woo!
Thank you, thank you.
So you said that you're going to release an album on 420 next year.
Yes,
24.
Yes.
Are you just releasing the album, or are you going to be releasing singles leading up to that?
We'll let out at least two singles beforehand.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll have at least two beforehand, but yeah, it'll be a 12 to 15 song album. There might be a cover or two on there.
We have a
few covers we like.
So what's your favorite cover right now?
I've got a lot of them, but my favorite cover to play always is a Pink Floyd song.
Oh, what?
It's a Time.
Time.
Time? Oh, are you going to play it right now? Hell yeah.
I'll do it for you.
Moments to make up a dawn day. Frittering away, you see eyes and offhand away. Kicking around on a piece of ground in your hometown. You're waiting for someone or something to show you the way. Tired of lying in the sunshine, staying home to watch the rain. You are young and life is long, and there's time to kill today. And then one day you find 10 years have gone behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. Find the time. Plans that either come to naught. Half a page of scribble lines. Hanging on in quiet desperation is the English way. Time is gone, the song is over. I thought I'd something more to say.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Man. Okay, dude, your voice is ridiculous. Thank you. And that was a very good rendition of Pink Floyd that didn't sound like Pink Floyd. And I love a cover that doesn't sound like the cover, yeah. Right? In fact, I was just talking to Nathan a second ago, and He's over there in the audience right there, and he plays, oh my God, Teen Spirit. Smells Like Teen Spirit, right? Yeah. And the first time, yeah, Corey O'Grady's like, yeah, that song. He's like, the first time I heard him play that song, it was literally probably the last 20 seconds of that song. And I was like, that's the song he's playing. I love it. I love it, man. If you can make it your own, then God bless you. That's phenomenal. So do you want to play us one more song?
Yes, I can.
What song do you want to play us now? And before you do, you need to tell everybody where they can find you, because everybody is a big fan now and they want to know where to find you.
Awesome. Y'all can find us in a lot of places. Y'all can find us Saturday night. The band will be up here outside playing, and Braden will be opening for us, Mr. Braden Stewart.
Oh, heck yeah. Saturday night. Dang. I'm in the Stockyards.
He's going out of town. Avery was going to come and help out. He's going out of town. It's all good. I'm not mad at him.
I'm in the Stockyards that night, or I would totally be here. Dang it.
I think I'll do one more cover, I guess.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Y'all want an original?
Yeah, hell yeah, I want an original.
I'll do one called Stuck. I wrote this one after the oil field when I was at home putting my band together with all my boys. And I was sitting on my couch doing nothing.
Shout out
every
to
day.
The boys that are out here right now. Tell about the guys.
Oh, yeah, I've got my drummer, Mr. Gavin Lynch, over there, and Zach Doyle, my lead guitar. Woo! They roll with me everywhere. I like to not be alone.
Yeah.
So they stay with me.
All right.
I actually wrote this one with Gavin on my couch, or my ex-girlfriend's couch. Real drunk one night. It's our favorite. I feel like I'm stuck in quicksand, and I can't move my limbs. I feel like I'm stuck in quicksand, singing fast, I feel my chest caving. I'm underwater, and I can't swim up for air. I feel like I'm underwater, yeah. Help me, I'm drowning down here. Drowning and I can't get enough. Won't you help me, mama? I'm stuck. I feel like I'm stuck in black lamb mud.
spinning tires, I'm burying myself. If I can't leave Northeast Texas, yeah, they'll put me right up on that shelf. I feel like I'm stuck in Commerce, Texas, like my daddy back in 1994. Chasing the wrong woman, while my mama tells me I could do more. Won't you help me, mama? I'm stuck. Feeling falling through the air on a rocket ship bound for space. I feel the flames in my hair, and the wind, it is melting my face. You know you can't get big in the town where you grew up. And I wish I was back on the road, but I'm right here feeling stuck.
Woo! Man, all righty, guys, give it up one more time for Cole Dagan. Man, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Man, once again, I want to thank Cole for just hanging out and singing a few songs for us. Even though he just came to the bar to chill when we put him to work. I did buy him a couple of beers, by the way.
Good deal. Hey, you know, we've been kind of remiss. Uh-huh. Mike with...
Oh, Michael White?
Yes. Yeah. We really need to give him a shout out. And you know what? If we forgot to mention him, we need to start mentioning him more.
I agree.
He's got a good gig going. He's really there for the musicians.
So he has Real Texas Radio, internet radio station. And every week on Mondays, he re-releases one of our episodes, and he does a great job of promoting it. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say thanks to him. In fact, we are going to be at his anniversary party coming up in a month or so.
Yeah, I think so.
Excited about that. But I also want to mention Sweetwater Grill, who is a huge part of the East Texas music scene. Mm-hmm. And they let us come and do our Top Shelf Thursdays all pretty much all of last year, 2023. And I just want to, you know, shout out to them.
Maybe we can do a pop up there one time in a couple of weeks or something, because it's just a great venue.
Let's wait
great food.
Until like my birthday. Let's do my birthday party mm-hmm. there we'll in October when it's not going to be hot.
Yeah.
Because it's fixing to be hot.
Yeah. It's about to get that funky temperature.
But once again, thanks to Cole for hopping up on stage last minute.
You did a great job.
And hanging out with us.
It was a great job.
And talking to me. I appreciate it. And we will definitely need to get you on a full episode of the podcast coming up in the near future.
And so we hope you enjoyed this little short. We're going to try to do a lot more of them.
Yep. But until next time.
And we'll catch you on the dance floor.
I'm glad this party's over. Nice meeting you.
Our intro song is Top Shelf Liquor, performed by the late great Taylor D and written by Amy Johnson and Chad Rowland. Our outro song is written and performed by Chris Cunningham, and it's called Meeting You.